Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today we're going to be talking about a TV show that describes science and invention. So, Jeffrey, what do you think is the most important invention ever?
Well, I would have to say the wheel, because we've used wheels on bicycles and cars and...You have lots of little wheels and all kinds of machines and inventions.
True.
And they make work so much easier. We've saved a lot of time and sweat by using the wheel to help us do work.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go for something a little bit further on in history. It does use wheels. It's the printing press. And before, people had to write all these books by hand. And it was terrible. So, a printing press...kind of printed these books very quickly, cheaply and easily so everybody could learn how to read.
Okay.
That's what I'm going for.
Good choice. And the printing press was invented around the year 1450,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, sort of late Middle Ages.
Although some people believe that it was invented in China before Europe.
Probably true.
Historians are debating about that. Well, nevertheless, it is time to start our article, so let's go read more about the world of science.
Reading. Dark matters, twisted but true.The journey of science can sometimes lead to dark places. Every new technology holds potential for both good and evil. Many times, humans are simply unprepared for the power that new discoveries and inventions offer. Discovery Channel's Dark Matters, Twisted But True, explores the times in history...when scientific research led to unfortunate consequences. The strange tales on the program seem to come straight out of a science fiction movie, but they are all true. Yet, just like a creepy movie, they can make you shiver. Consider the biological engineering efforts of Dr. Ilya Ivanov.He successfully crossbred a rat with a mouse, and later a donkey with a zebra. But the doctor would not stop there. He set his sights on mixing humans and chimpanzees. Fortunately, his horrible goal was never achieved. The show is hosted by veteran actor John Noble.His deep and serious voice sets the mood for these weird tales. Get ready for some chills down your spine. If you are brave enough to explore dark matters, you'll see a side of science you never expected.
So the article begins by saying that the journey of science can sometimes lead to dark places.Now, here we're not talking dark like at night or, say, Jeffrey's shirt is dark. We're talking about kind of scary, a little evil, you know, things where it's not in a happy, light, bright place. So if we say you go to a dark place, we mean going to a place where it's a little worrying. It's not all good there.
Right. And how can this happen? Well...The article says every new technology holds potential for both good and evil. Okay,
uh-huh.
Now, potential is power or possibility. I have a friend and he's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he doesn't really play basketball, I think he has the potential to be a really good basketball player. He has that hidden or secret power that he could maybe use later.
Mm-hmm.
That's potential.
Right. So what we're saying is science is kind of like a sword. It cuts both ways. It could help people, but it could do bad things as well. The article explains a little more. It says many times humans are simply unprepared for the power that new discoveries and inventions offer.Now, we mentioned this word invention during our lesson introduction. It is spelt I-N-V-E-N-T-I-O-N, invention. And an invention is a technology created by humans. So Jeffrey and I mentioned a couple. The wheel was a very important invention, the printing press. And here's another one in an example sentence. Thomas Edison's most famous invention is the light bulb.
Mm-hmm. Now, new inventions do have a lot of power, and if humans are not ready for it, mm-hmm. they can get hurt or hurt other people.
Yes.
Just think of a very young child. We don't let children play with fire mm-hmm. or drive cars because
yes.
Cars and fire are very powerful. And if they don't know how to use them, they could really cause a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Discovery Channel's Dark Matters, Twisted But True, explores the times in history when scientific research led to unfortunate consequences. Now, unfortunate means unlucky or unwanted, so something bad. Mm-hmm. And a consequence is a result. So it's a bad or unwanted result. So I hope this has never happened to you, but our example sentence is, it was unfortunate that it rained during our entire vacation in Hawaii.
Oh no, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, very bad
that
luck.
That really is unfortunate. Notice that the word fortunate is lucky, something that's good. So we can change a lot of adjectives by adding very small prefixes like un or im or in at the start, like fortunate, unfortunate.
Happy, unhappy.
Lucky, unlucky.
Hmm. Okay.
Possible, impossible. Okay, we add different things at the start to make the meaning the opposite. The article goes on to say, the strange tales on the program seem to come straight out of a science fiction movie, but they are all true. So what's science fiction?
Well, science fiction has something to do with science. It
mm-hmm.
uses the dreams of science to make a pretend story.
Okay.
A very famous and very old example of this is Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Right,
okay,
yes.
Because scientists were discovering how all the parts of the body worked, and Mary Shelley wrote this story about creating new life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not true.
It's not true.
Science fiction, because fiction means that it's not true. It's just a dream or a fantasy.
I see. So just then Frankenstein, just like this program, shows you when science goes wrong. As the article says, yet, just like a creepy movie, they can make you shiver. Okay, shiver, S-H-I-V-E-R, shiver, is when your body shakes and you can't control it. Now, this can happen when you're very cold, but it also happens when you're very scared, like... For example, we could say, hearing my uncle's ghost stories always makes me shiver.
Right, and a cold wind blowing into the window can make you shiver, too.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's get into some examples of these times when science went to a very dark place.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, consider the biological engineering efforts of Dr. Ilya Ivanov.
Okay.
Now, biological means from biology, which is the study of life,
mm-hmm.
plants, animals, and so forth. Okay?
Right.
And engineering is really constructing or making something new. So usually when we talk about biological engineering, it's changing life, or it could be on the big level with Frankenstein putting parts together. That's really
mm-hmm.
biological engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the very tiny, microscopic, very small level could be DNA.
Yes.
Okay? But what did he do? This doctor, he successfully crossbred a rat with a mouse. Okay? Two different animals. And later, a donkey with a zebra.
What?
Okay? They look kind of similar.
Now, oh, dear.
Crossbred. To crossbreed two animals or even plants is to put those two things together and make them have a baby.
Wow.
Okay, and you can do this with science. You can just take out the DNA or
mm-hmm.
take out some part of the animal and mix them together. So you can imagine a mouse and a rat kind of mixing together. So maybe it's a little bigger than a mouse.
Yep.
The tail is longer.
Okay.
Now the donkey zebra might have some stripes on it.
Yes.
But it's kind of this strange mix in between the two.
Like a stripy donkey, basically.
A stripy donkey,
yeah.
Exactly.
You can do this. This doesn't always have to be done in a lab or in science. It does happen in real life. For example, a horse and a donkey, if they have a baby, it's called a mule. Okay, and that just happens all the time in nature. So the article continues, but the doctor would not stop there.
Ooh.
This sounds bad.
Yeah,
What did he do? Well, it says he set his sights on mixing humans and chimpanzees. Oh, dear.
Mm.
So if you set your sights on something, you kind of think that's your goal, that's your aim. You're looking at it in the future, you're right, that's what I'm going to do. And a chimpanzee is, of course, a hairy black ape, the one that's actually closely related to humans.
Right, and although chimpanzees are closely related to humans, the idea of mixing a human with a chimpanzee is really awful, really scary, really makes you shiver, makes you shake, because it's kind of disgusting, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, or as the article says, fortunately, this horrible goal was never achieved. So notice we use fortunately there. Earlier we used unfortunate, adjective. Fortunately is an adverb, so it just means luckily. Phew, what a relief. We could also say unfortunately if we put that UN prefix in front of it.
Now, the word fortune can mean luck,
mm-hmm.
or a lot of money.
Yes, you could make your fortune.
Right, so I think you're lucky if you make a lot of money or find a fortune.
Sure.
Okay. Now, the show is hosted by veteran actor John Noble.
I know him.
You do?
Yeah, he was in The Lord of the Rings.
That's right. He's in a lot of science fiction or fantasy movies mm-hmm. and TV
He's
shows.
He's a very good actor.
He's a veteran actor. And a mm-hmm. veteran is someone who has a lot of experience.
Okay.
We often see this word with soldiers who come back from a war.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have the experience of fighting, they become veterans.
I see. So how many years have you been teaching?
Oh, about 5 or 6.
Yeah, same for me. So you could say Jeffrey and I are veteran teachers.
Well, but it can make you sound old or a little too experienced.
I am old.
Well, I guess you are a veteran teacher.
Excellent.
I'm almost there.
Okay, so back to John Noble. The article says his deep and serious voice set the mood for these weird tales. So his very deep voice, you kind of think, wow, this is really true and this is a little scary. We also see the word weird, W-E-I-R-D, weird. And this means strange or unusual. For example, my brother talks to himself on the MRT, so a lot of people think he's weird.
Yeah, if you do weird things in public,
mm-hmm.
people will look at you in a strange way. They'll think you're a little bit crazy, maybe, or not quite right in the head.
Mm-hmm. So the article continues then about this TV show, get ready for some chills down your spine. Chill, C-H-I-L-L, or chills, is a cold sensation or feeling not too far away from talking about shivers. So you shiver because you feel a chill. So it could be cold or it could be fear. For example, a strong cold wind blew into the window and gave everyone inside a chill.
Okay, and movies about biological engineering always give me a chill.
Uh-huh.
And it's down my spine, and your spine is your backbone. It's inside your backbone because that's really where a lot of nerves and feeling travel from your brain to your body. So when you see something horrible, it sends this chill all the way down your spine into your whole body.
So the article says, if you are brave enough to explore dark matters, you will see a side of science you never expected.
And of course, this side that you never expected is the dark side. Okay, we usually focus on the great things that science and technology gives us, but this program takes another look.
Okay, well, that's the end of the first day of this article, so we're going to move on now to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back. Now it's time for our For You Chat question. Mm-hmm. So, our question for today is, what animal do you think is creepy? Okay, and there's a follow-up question. Have you ever seen it up close?
Okay.
What animal do you think is creepy? And have you ever gotten close to it?
Okay, so we saw the word creepy earlier. It means kind of scary, makes you afraid, makes you shiver. And the animal that makes me shiver most of all is a spider, particularly the big hairy ones, tarantulas. I can't stand them. The way they move just makes me want to scream and run. I have seen them in zoos behind a glass thing. I've never, ever, luckily, seen a big tarantula in the wild in real life. Because I think if I did, I may die of fright right there.
I rather like large spiders. I think they're kind of cute. I used to have a pet tarantula.
What?
When I was young.
No way.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Here's my creepy animal. Very recently, I saw a picture of a giant squid. And it was actually dead. It was on a beach. Now, the thing that made it very creepy to me was that it has this really big eyeball. And unlike a lot of other animal eyes, it looks like a human eye because it's white and then the middle is brown or black. So it's kind of weird to see this big purple squid animal with this big human-looking eyeball sticking out. It really creeped me out. Now, have I ever seen it up close? No! These are very difficult animals to see or catch. So I just saw a photograph of this. I hope I never see one up close.
Yeah, I hope it never kind of pulls you off your boat either. That would be pretty bad.
You're creeping me out. Okay.
Right.
Well, you talk about this question with your friends and teachers. What are the creepiest animals you know? And be sure to join us for part two of our discussion of dark matters.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Sentence for you.
Do you like to watch movies? For me, not really. Especially those horror movies like Final Destination or Saw. I really, really, really don't like them. 你喜欢看电影吗？我实在是很讨厌看好像是夺魂剧啊或是绝命终结战那种恐怖片。Some people say it gives them the chills and get them excited. 有人说呢那个很刺激。For me, I don't like those moments when you already know what's gonna happen next.But you still got scared even when they're so predictable. 我呢则是很讨厌的，你明明就知道有东西要跑出来，但是你还是会吓到。Also, those images are very, very, very disturbing. Can't understand why those sequels keep coming. 还有呢，那些画面真的是，很恶哦，实在是不懂为什么续集 sequels 会一直出。哎，那害怕的时候呢，你是不是会皮皮穿呢？今天呢 ，Sam 就要来教大家英文中皮皮穿、惊惊相关的用法哦。像是呢本科课文就提到了颤抖 shiver， 你也可以说 tremble 也是一样意思哦。另外呢也提到了 chill， 寒冷的意思。但是片语呢 give someone the chills， 或是课文里面讲到 get ready for some chills， 指的是比较类似刺激恐怖的意思啦。除了惊吓颤抖之外，鸡皮疙瘩是不是？鸡皮疙瘩英文呢千万可不要直接说什么 chicken skin， 而是该说 goosebumps， 鸡鹅皮疙瘩才对哦。Sam 老师来造个句子你就知道怎么用了。The performance of 阿妹 always gives me the goosebumps. 阿妹的表演呢总是让我起鸡皮疙瘩，但是呢这里的鸡皮疙瘩可是因为很感动而不是恐怖的哦。至于形容很恐怖要怎么说呢，你可以说像 creepy, spooky, 例如 the movie The Conjuring is spooky or is creepy, 灵宅这部电影很可怕。而在一开始呢我说的 the images are very disturbing,这边讲到的 disturbing 除了可怕呢还有点恶心的意思咯。 Okay, enough about the horror movies. It would be a better choice to watch Discovery's Dark Matters, Twisted But True. And I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Dark Matters, Twisted But True. The journey of science can sometimes lead to dark places. Every new technology holds potential for both good and evil. Many times, humans are simply unprepared for the power that new discoveries and inventions offer. Discovery Channel's Dark Matters, Twisted But True, explores the times in history when scientific research led to unfortunate consequences. The strange tales on the program seem to come straight out of a science fiction movie, but they are all true. Yet, just like a creepy movie, they can make you shiver. Consider the biological engineering efforts of Dr. Ilya Ivanov. He successfully crossbred a rat with a mouse, and later a donkey with a zebra. But the doctor would not stop there. He set his sights on mixing humans and chimpanzees. Fortunately, his horrible goal was never achieved. The show is hosted by veteran actor John Noble. His deep and serious voice sets the mood for these weird tales. Get ready for some chills down your spine. If you are brave enough to explore dark matters, you'll see a side of science you never expected.
Vocabulary Review.
Invention. The bicycle was an invention that helped people travel much farther than they could before. Unfortunate. It was unfortunate that Jacob had to work and wasn't able to come to the party. Shiver. The woman shivered because of the cold air. Achieve. Kelly achieved the top math score in her whole school. Weird. Tom is a funny man who can make lots of weird faces that make people laugh. Chill. John felt chills throughout his body while reading the scary book.